Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was the hotel haunted? Was the elevator haunted? Or was it all in his head?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yeah, 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, if you want to get access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that, check it out on Apple Podcast, our premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Like I said, everything's ad-free. You can binge away, get advanced episodes, and the full archive, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, ready and sitting there waiting for you to consume. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
You know, that one time Kathy and I stayed in that hotel that I think had the haunted elevator. So maybe that's a thing.
The haunted elevator.
Yeah, we went, it was in Iowa and we stayed at this hotel, and every time we went to get on the elevator, the door, we didn't even press a button, the door would just open.
Ooh, is that haunted or is that just like a shitty elevator?
Well, it was like a really, really old hotel. They were renovating.
Okay.
So it definitely could have been haunted. I read stories that it was after we went there.
Okay.
But it was funny. The last day when we left, the elevator goes down to the main floor. We got off and we noticed they had this case of kind of like old mementos from the hotel over the years that go back to the early 1900s. And there was this little card, and I don't remember his name, but it was like, "Hi, my name's Tony. I'm your friendly elevator man." So when people would get on the elevator, he would hand them the card, and he would open the door for them. And it was funny, because the first time it happened, when we first got there, we were going up to our room, and the door opened, and we got on the elevator, and we're like, "Well, that was nice of you." And we were like pretending somebody opened the door for us. There's no reason. We didn't even press a button. So we were just joking at that point. But then it kept happening. And then we saw the friendly elevator man card. I don't know. Maybe it was the friendly elevator man.
And I bet there's some people who actually see the friendly elevator man.
And I bet there's some people he doesn't open the door for because they're jerks.
I bet you're right.
And we were so friendly. He's like, "I like these two."
And then he's not a friendly elevator man to everyone, though.
That's what I think. That's what I think. Why would you be? There are some asshole people who stay themselves.
There's some asshole elevator men, too. So there you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, let's hear your story.
Is Israel calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico. For like a year and a half, almost 2 years, I was doing bio cleaning. I had my own business here in New Mexico and crime scene cleanup, suicides, accidents, crime scenes. Anyways, it was pretty gory stuff. Never had any experience or really felt anything except this one particular hotel. I don't want to say the name of the hotel just because, but it's a downtown Albuquerque. It's a very old hotel. Got the job. Someone had attempted suicide, and I go, and when you go into the service entrance down at the bottom in the basement, that was the employee entrance. There was an elevator, and then there was another elevator that was a floor up that only went to where the main entrance was for the guests. So anyways, I'm in the basement. I take the elevator all the way up, and of course the maintenance guy starts talking to me about the hotel, how it's haunted. And there's stuff online about the hotel, like stuff that happened. It was an accident that happened back in, I think it was like the 30s, in the old boiler room area. Anyways, I'm not really one to like get afraid, especially in that job mode. You're going in, you're doing a job, and you get out. So he takes me up and he tells me stuff is always happening in the room. And I'm thinking at this point, he's just pulling my leg. All right, I see, maintenance guy just trying to scare the new guy. Okay, whatever. So I go in, put my equipment down, and I start doing my work, and I'm doing my cleanup. Nothing's going on. Well, because it was a pretty big job, I had a friend of mine who would work with me at times, come out. She had to finish her job and then come out. And she comes out, and she's riding the elevator up, and she went to the guest entrance, so she didn't start in the basement. And she says that she's sensitive. Well, she comes up, and she's like, what's up with the elevators? And I'm like, what do you mean? Didn't you feel that weird vibe? No, well, it's an elevator. I felt to go up and stop. And she's insisting that there's something with the hotel. And I'm thinking, okay, you probably read something on Google, because it's pretty easy. Google it, and you'll see it, whatever. So we do the story. She's talking about she feels like a weird vibe. Well, we have to go back down to the basement, and we have to go into the old storage area, which used to be the boiler room, this huge, just big, giant room. And it's all dark and gloomy and everything. But we go down, and we have to get the bed sheets and stuff that were stained, or contaminated, that is. So we go down, and he's telling us about it, and you know, his office is down in this area. And we go down, and before he even gets too far in the story, my friend just freaks out. She's like, nope, I'm going in that area. Nothing there. So I go in there, and he starts telling me the story that back, don't know exact history of the hotel, there was an explosion. And there was a little girl, I guess one of the daughters of the guys that worked there, one of the workers. She tried to hide in one of the dumb waiters, but unfortunately she ended up dying. So supposedly her ghost will go randomly open the elevators, and that people have seen entities. And that down in the basement area, I guess her father passed away also from the explosion, from the accident, and that he's there. Other people say that they've seen him. Like, all right, whatever. So go down, you know, we have to take multiple trips because multiple bags of contaminated stuff. So we're going up, and we're riding the, I get to the elevator, I push the button, doesn't open. Down in the basement, I'm like, okay, this is taking a while. So finally opens, get the stuff, go all the way to the top floor or to the where the room is, get the rest of the equipment, and we're getting ready to go, and I have to ride the elevator down. But I'm pushing the button, and the elevator's not opening. And there's another elevator that you can get to, the one that only goes down to where the guest level is. And I really don't want to haul all my equipment, right, over to that elevator because it's a couple steps away, a couple, you know, little distance. So I asked the maid, is there something up with this elevator? Because it seems like, you know, you'll call it, but it doesn't open. But you can hear the other elevator that only goes to the guest level open. And she's like, it's because of the ghost. You know, she's telling me in broken English, that is, it's the ghost. It's the ghost who sometimes will open it for you and sometimes it won't. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm like, fine. I get all my equipment. I walk over to the other side where it goes to the elevator, to the guest elevator. And I'm like, okay, I'll go all the way down to where it goes down. And then I'll have to get off and walk down the steps, the stairs that is, to get into the basement. I'm like, I'm already irate at this point, right? But I'm like, fine, whatever, part of the job. So I do it, and I get out, and I'm walking down the steps. And get out to the car, and I realize, crap, I forgot something. I got to go back up. So I get back to the basement elevator, and there's this other maid there. And I'm getting in the elevator, and I tell her, you know, about the little scenario that just happened. And she's like, this is what people do. They'll go to the elevator. They'll push, literally, like, a bunch of different floors. So it keeps one elevator busy, and the other one will come faster. So in other words, if you're in the basement and you push all these different floors, it's going to make the other elevator, the guest elevator, go to multiple different floors and open, even though no one really pressed it because the person in the elevator pressed it. And she's like, and it'll free up this elevator. So that way, if you need it, you know, it comes a little bit faster. And then I'm like, well, wait. I thought that supposedly the elevator opened randomly because of a ghost. And we're speaking in Spanish. And she looks at me, she puts her finger over her mouth, and she's, shh, that's what we tell the guest. And I'm like, ah, great. So there's no ghost, there's no haunting. It's just a little thing that they do to add, you know, to the whole fable of the elevator. I'm like, okay. And it's funny, she's telling me this, right? So I go up, and I get my stuff, and I'm coming back down. But before I get to the elevator door opens. which of course I'm not freaked out because she just told me this story a couple minutes ago. I'm like, okay. So I get in the elevator and it goes, we're on the ninth floor and it goes down to the fourth floor. Elevator opens. Nobody's out there. And it goes down to the third floor. Opens. Nobody's down there. And I have to admit, at this point, that was kind of freaky. Because you hear the story about the kid and you read the stuff online and then she tells you one thing and it's like, okay, that obviously is, you know, she pushed all the buttons, that's what's making it open. So we get all the way down. And we get all the way down to the basement, right? And that's where I have to go out. And it goes down to the basement, and it just stops. And it doesn't open. And it's like literally like a good 10 seconds, but it's like the most awkward 10 seconds. And I'm kind of like freaking out, right? I'm like, okay, so I don't know if I should push a button or what. I think maybe it's just stuck. And I just say, please open the elevator. And it opens. And at that point, I was like, all right, I don't know if maybe there is a ghost. And the young lady was just waiting for me, the ghost that is, the young girl was waiting for me to ask permission nicely, politely, I don't know. Or maybe I just jumped the gun and, you know, it was only a couple of seconds and it seemed like it was forever. I don't know. But it was funny how I went from like total non-believer, yeah, whatever, whatever, and then getting on the elevator and that woman telling me the story about how they push all the buttons to make the elevator go everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, that's a logical reason to like having that little experience and totally just like questioning, well, is that actually the reason? Or is there, maybe that's what she told herself. Maybe that's what she figured out. I don't know. But that was my experience in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Well, there you go. Was it?
I don't know if it was haunted or not. I kind of think it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Just so hard to say. But hats off to that guy for doing a job like he does and going in and cleaning up crime scenes and scenes that need to be cleaned up, because that would be really difficult work.
Sure.
So to me, someone like him who's used to, you know, going in uncomfortable situations, if he's getting a feeling from it, I think I would go with him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and his friend was like, did you feel that in the elevator? Like his friend's picking up on something, or coworker, mm-hmm. whoever that was.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of think it's hard for us to say, but if he's picking up on something, I say absolutely, because he's a guy who's pretty used to going into uncomfortable things.
Yeah.
He's much braver than I am.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Where is it, something or is it not? But
I don't know, but I have an experience with a haunted elevator.
Yes,
so
creepy experience, no matter what. You want to share your real ghost story with us? 855-853-4802 is our phone number. And if you want access to all of our episodes, advanced episodes, all of it, check it out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.